Puerto Rico wants in on the SNAP program. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is available in some but not all U.S. territories. Pablo Hernandez represents Puerto Rico in the U.S. House of Representatives and appeared recently at a House Agriculture Committee hearing.
I come here today with a single, simple, bipartisan ask. SNAP for Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has been excluded from the SNAP program since 1982, and we've submitted a bipartisan bill that has the support of 9 Democrats and 6 Republicans to ensure that Puerto Rico gets to transition from its current block grant NAP program to the national SNAP program.
Hernandez continued.
And I urge you to view this as an investment, not as an expense. It is an investment because it would just be $1 billion more for the program for an island that trades over $7 billion with the mainland in agricultural products.
Hernandez says with SNAP in Puerto Rico, citizens could afford to buy even more ag products from the mainland.
Do not view this as additional welfare. View this as economic development and empower. By having SNAP in Puerto Rico, we would be able to raise the income levels that allow people to work and keep their benefits, thus driving more people into the workforce.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.